Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata.
Ha-ha. It also cleans the transmitter.
Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Ha ha.
Yes, it saves money for RCT. Here's Lex de Acevedo, Love or Let Me Be Lonely. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Henry Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour on the Silver Streak. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? It'll be great. relaxing and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Johnny Mathis on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a song from 1973 called I'm Coming Home. And before that, we heard Al DeLore with the theme from MASH. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is hour number two of episode number 15 of year number seven of the house that, well, anyhow, yes, and it's good to be with you once again. And now it is time to do a little bit of history here. A little history lesson for you. September 2nd, 1666 was the day the Great Fire of London started. 80% of the city was destroyed when that happened. September 2nd, 1931, Bing Crosby made his solo radio debut. Yeah. September 2nd, 1945, as I said last hour, was VJ Day, victory in Japan, of course, in World War II. September 3rd, 1813, the image of Uncle Sam, a symbol of America, was first used. And he wants you, of course. Let's see. September 4th, 1833, rather. This explains why September 4th is National Newspaper Carrier Day, because 10-year-old Barney Flaherty, as some announcers say, became the first newspaper carrier. 10-year-olds aren't interested in that anymore. And frankly, neither are the newspapers. September 4th, 1888, George Eastman received a patent for a roll film and for roll film and trademarked the name Kodak. September 5th, 1836, Sam Houston is elected president of the Republic of Texas. September 5th, 1966, Jerry Lewis held his first muscular dystrophy telethon, raising $1 million. And he couldn't even get through. You'll never walk alone then, I'm sure. September 6th, 1916, Clarence Sanders opens Piggly Wiggly, the first true supermarket in Memphis, Tennessee. September 6th, 1997, the funeral of Princess Diana was held at Westminster Abbey. On September 7th, 1921, the first Miss America beauty pageant was held in Atlantic City, New Jersey. September 7th, 1936, the Boulder Dam, later named the Hoover Dam, began operation. September 8th, 1974, President Gerald Ford gives unconditional pardon to Richard Nixon for any crimes related to Watergate. That is why it is Pardon Day. September 8th, 1977, Joe Pidot, maybe, of San Francisco, California, manufactured the first chia pet. Isn't that special? I'm older than the chia pet. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass and Wade in the Water. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
You're chilling with Eric O'Brien. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Frank Chaxfield there, The Air That I Breathe. Sven LeBeck before that with Summersoft. Peter Appleyard and Moonlight Feels Right. John Fox and Southern Nights and Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Wade in the Water. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Missouri. This is kind of delicate, I think. A Missouri school district is bringing back spanking students for disciplinary measures. The Cassville School District, 15 minutes from the Arkansas border, gave parents forms to specify if they want to authorize the school to be able to use a paddle on their kid. The measure is fully known as corporal punishment, and it involves striking students on their backside with a wooden paddle when they're behaving poorly. Staff members will employ reasonable physical force, in quotes, without any, quote, chance of bodily injury or harm, unquote, without a witness present. Superintendent Merlin Johnson said younger students could get one or two paddle swings, while older students may get up to three. That just sounds archaic to me. The world's longest cucumber. Well, an amateur gardener broke a Guinness World Record by growing a massive cucumber measuring 3 feet, 8.6 inches long. Guinness World Record said Sebastian Suski, who is from Poland, it's probably Shushki or something like that, and now lives in Southampton, England, earned the record for the longest cucumber, which was harvested, confirmed to be 2.5 inches longer than the previous record holder. He says, I'd grown big cucumbers, but never quite long enough to beat the existing Guinness World Record title holder. He says it's risky business. If you cut it too soon, you're not going to have a record breaker. But if you leave it too long, you get into the danger zone. You risk the cucumber rotting as it grows, and you don't want it exploding on you. This is sounding really kind of profane at this point. Anyhow, a New Jersey woman amasses world's largest collection of interesting items. She was awarded a Guinness World Record. When the organization verified her collection of nearly 700 pizza-related items, the largest in the world. Talina Kapari of Kenilworth said she received word recently that Guinness was verifying that she is now the holder for the world's largest collection. 669 items from Kupari's collection qualified for the reward. The number was enough to take the record from Philadelphia's Brian Dwyer, whose collection was tallied at 561 items in 2011. She has a YouTube video showing off her extensive pizza collection, which includes boxes, stickers, books, towels, clothing items, toys, and kitchen utensils. She is happy to break her own record now. Very interesting. Here's Frank Purcell in Song for Guy on SRE.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Soñado. beside me, I'll always be a dreamer. As long as we're sharing the smiles and the sorrows, make every day we're together a day to remember. I have no illusions, just a heart full of loving. It's a wonderful world, I know, whenever you're near.
To the core of the sun, to the ends of the sea, I would travel anywhere as long as you are there with me. On the wings of the wind, in the arms of the storm, it is always summer weather, with your love to keep me warm. Ale porque del sol.
Dio portati insieme a me, insieme a me.
Al Martino on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with a song called To the Door of the Sun, coming from an album of the same title, but it's also known as Alle Porte. Porta del Sol. I would not get a winning grade in Italian, that's for sure. The original was released in 1973, and Al Martino's was released in 1974. Before that, John Gregory with Muskrat Love, and Frank Purcell with an Elton John tune called Song for Guy. Here's Percy Faith and Pata Pata. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Bernard Ebbinghaus, Even the Nights Are Better. Anita Kerr and the Singers before that with I Say a Little Prayer. Jeff Love and his orchestra with The Entertainer, The Fantastic Strings, Good Morning Starshine. Sid Dale did Young Girl, and Percy Faith did Patta Patta. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And here is Johnny Douglas with Sir Duke on SRE. come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. As I said a few minutes ago, Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-15.
This is chop chop pop 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 knock cop stop pop lock cop cop grop dop through drop flop flop glop glop poop pop pop knock cop loop lop mop pop pop glop poop pop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop slop snoop sop stoop drop swap swoop swap top.